Going Through Life with Betty and Bob. This is Milton Cross, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to join us for a visit with Betty and Bob Drake. But first, a few words from a friend of yours. While Betty and Bob were discussing the problem of what to do with their newspaper, The Trumpet, which is in rather desperate financial straits, a sudden and dramatic thing happened. Claire Evans, widow of Hal Evans, who used to be Bob's star reporter, called for Betty from her room. Betty realized from the sound of Claire's cry, her child might be coming even sooner than she expected. Betty and Bob rushed her over to the hospital, where Dr. Chapman immediately took Claire under his supervision. The hours pass slowly, and now in the early hours of the morning, while it is still dark outside, we find Betty and Bob in the waiting room of the hospital, waiting for news about Claire.
Nervous, darling?
No, are you?
No. Well, I can't take my eyes off that clock up there.
It's almost 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Be dawn a little while.
It'll be nice if Claire's baby is born at dawn.
Yeah. It'll be a sort of good luck token. But boy or girl, he mustn't be brought up to depend on.
Boy or girl.
Yeah. I wonder which it's going to be. You haven't guessed in over 5 minutes.
I wonder why we're not nervous.
Because we know that Claire's in good hands?
The best.
Good old Doc Chapman. You know, the way he's taken care of our family and our friends, don't you think we ought to give him a special award someday or something?
It's going to be a girl.
How do you know?
I feel it. It's in the air.
Yeah. I was sure you were going to have a girl.
And then you changed your mind and you were sure it was going to be a boy.
Yeah, I know. And because you didn't want to disappoint me, you had twins, one of each.
Have I ever disappointed you?
Well, let me think.
All right. Think.
Well, you got me pretty mad lots of times.
Like when?
Oh, lots of times. But I forgive you.
You're such a darling.
I guess you've been mad at me a lot more often, though.
With ample reason.
Oh, not always so ample. I've done some pretty stupid and thoughtless things in my day.
And your day has just begun.
Oh, I'll make a lot more mistakes, I suppose.
I promise.
And I'll hurt you. And I'll hurt other people by them.
You sound as though you're about to make a confession.
No, because I don't know what terrible thing I'm going to do next.
But you do have a definite feeling that you're going to do a terrible thing.
Well, not so terrible.
No?
Mind you, I never mean any harm by the things I do, darling.
That's a typical masculine line.
What do you mean, typical?
I mean, it's been said before.
I don't remember.
It's like the little boy who didn't know the pistol was loaded.
Yeah, that's been said before, too.
Well, now we're even.
I'm not very bright.
Well, we haven't had any sleep.
Oh, that's right.
Look what time it is. It's after 5.
Yeah, I think we're a little punchy.
Oh. Yes? Well, Bob, maybe the baby...
No, take it easy, Betty. If it's for us, the nurse will let us know.
Yeah, only the baby's born.
Just a moment, please. Mr. Drake?
Yes, nurse?
There's a phone call for you.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah.
It's an outside call, Mrs. Drake.
Go
Thank
ahead.
You. Hello? Oh, hello, Myers. What is it? What? Well, what happened? Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I see. I understand. Okay, don't worry about it now. Yeah, I'll be down at the office later. Thanks. Bye.
Bob?
It's nothing, darling.
Who was it?
It was Myers, the night watchman.
From the Trump?
Yeah. Funny thing just happened.
Well, it couldn't have been so funny, Bob, if Myers would call you here at this hour.
Well, Myers thought he saw a light in the business office.
A light?
Yeah, but when he got there, the place was empty.
Oh, burglars?
No, I don't think so. Myers couldn't tell, but he didn't think anything was taken.
What would anyone want to steal from the business office?
I don't know, but the confidential files were open as though they'd been tampered with.
Bob.
It's probably nothing, darling. Don't even think about it now.
Well, I can't think about anything but Claire.
Yeah. You're pretty sure everything's going to be all right, aren't you?
Yes, there's no reason why anything should go wrong. She's going to make a very lovely mother.
If the baby's as pretty as she is...
Oh, Hal. He was quite a handsome boy.
Hal. I don't think I'll ever get over that. You know, he had something real and out of the ordinary. He would have been somebody, and to be cut off like that... It's...
He worshipped you, Bob.
Wish he still would. Even though it embarrassed me.
I think he'd be pleased with what we've done with Claire.
Yeah. Helping her through that first awful shock and readjusting her. Even making her laugh again.
Dr. Chapman seemed perfectly confident to you, didn't he?
I thought you weren't nervous.
Well, I wasn't when I said it.
But you are now?
All of a sudden.
Well, why don't you sit down?
I'm all right. Just had a bad moment.
Bad to happen.
What's so funny?
I happened to think of something.
What?
About that little fellow who was in the same waiting room with me when you were up there where Claire is now.
It couldn't have been amusing.
Well, it wasn't then, but it is now. Both of us had an eye on each other, and we kept pacing back and forth, passing each other like shuttle trains.
Where were you going?
Well, he was so scared, I thought he was going to go through the bottom of the floor.
You were so excited, he thought you were going through the ceiling.
Well, that was the general idea. We seemed to be in competition. Not as to who'd collapse first, but whose would be the biggest collapse.
And you won, huh?
No, his baby came first.
Oh, he collapsed.
Well, with a splash. He was a cute little guy, though. I'll always remember him. He'd been through the mill before, and he kept trying to give me courage, and all the time his teeth were chattering and his knees were knocking, and he kept trying to buck me up. And
like you're making up this story now, because you think I'm nervous.
No. On my word of honor, that's what happened. Feel better?
Of course. It was such a wonderful story.
I knew I killed it.
Don't worry about that.
As a matter of fact, I thought I told it pretty well.
You told it wonderfully.
I did not.
Well, darling, you've got a new responsibility.
You mean taking care of Claire's baby? That's something I've always looked forward to.
Oh, I'm not talking about that side of it. I mean that in a way, and in a very definite way, you've got to be the father of that baby.
Well, what's wrong with that?
And until Claire marries again, which I'm sure she will someday, you've got a pretty difficult task ahead of you.
Well, what's going to be difficult about it?
Well, darling, you happen to be very partial toward your own two children.
Well, now I'll be partial to three of them.
It's conceivable that Claire's baby will be with us for a few years. I think you'll be able to show him or her... same love that you've shown Dick and Judy.
Well, naturally, Doc.
You're so annoyed.
Well, you talk to me as though I were some kind of a selfish dope. Oh. As far as Dick and Judy are concerned, they're just getting a new sister or brother. You got the strangest ideas.
All right, darling. Bob.
Yes, darling?
Would you want to ask that nurse at the desk if there's any news?
Sure, just a minute. Excuse me, miss, but...
No, Mrs. Evans' baby hasn't been born yet, but everything's coming along very nicely.
Thank you.
Well, dear, what did she say?
She didn't even wait for me to ask her. Everything's coming along fine, but no baby yet, she said.
I so wanted it to be born at dawn.
You should have put in your order earlier.
Just at me. I'm trembling.
Darling,
Bob.
Here, let me hold your hand.
Now, yours are trembling.
I guess I better hold you tight.
Oh, please do.
Betty, darling.
Are the three of me?
Huh? Oh, no. There's one for each second of the day, and each one is different and still the same.
You must get terribly confused.
Oh, it's such a pleasant confusion.
How about the Betty who gets you mad?
Oh, I like her, too.
Not as much as the others, though.
No, she's different, but she's good for me. When I feel like letting down, she puts a fresh spark in me. She's good for me.
I'll have to tell her about it.
Do you think she'll be pleased to hear it?
If she isn't, I'll get mad.
Oh, look. It's getting loud, light outside.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Come on, let's look out the window, huh?
Can't we hold back the dawn for a little while?
Oh, we could give it a try.
Oh, it's so pretty from here. There's the city over there and the hills. Look, darling. Sun's just coming up over the hill.
Mm. Too late to stop it now, then.
Oh.
Yes, Doctor, thank you.
It's going to be such a beautiful sunrise.
Oh, Mr. Drake.
Yeah, it is. And do you know Betty...
The nurse is calling you, I think.
Me? She is? Mm.
She wants to talk to you.
I think she wants to talk to us.
Oh, go ahead.
I wish she weren't such a solemn-looking girl. Yes, what is it, nurse?
Mrs. Evans just gave birth to a 7-pound boy.
Boy?
And Mrs. Evans?
She's doing very well.
Oh,
boy. You were so sure it was going to be a girl, Betty.
That's what I get for being sure.
So Claire Evans has given birth to a son. A new and heavier responsibility has come upon the shoulders of Betty and Bob. Will this latest event affect Betty's and Bob's decision as to the future of their newspaper, The Trumpet? This is Milton Cross again, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to take a moment to listen to an important message. This program is presented over this station 5 times each week, Monday through Friday, at this same hour. Join us when we next meet Betty and Bob. Your announcer, Milton Cross.